Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County ISU Extension Office here to wrap up our Green County Fair is Kayla Wilms, the 4-H and Youth Coordinator, as well as our Summer Associate, Samantha Hardaway, joining us once again. And so, Kayla, I know we kind of talked about some of the results from this past month's Green County Fair, but if you wouldn't mind starting out today's program telling us about the swine results.
Our Grand Champion Gilt went to Kyle Hughes. Reserve Grand Champion Gilt went to Lauren Oaks. Grand Champion Market Individual went to Brent Denhart. And Reserve Market Individual went to Kyle Hughes. Grand Champion Market Penna 3 went to Caleb Hoyle. And Reserve Champion Market Penna 3 went to Brent Denhart. Grand Champion Ultrasound went to Nathan Towers. Reserve Grand Champion Ultrasound went to Brent Denhart. Champion Senior Showman went to Kyle Hughes. Champion Intermediate Showman went to Paisley Lautner. Champion Junior Showman went to Lauren Oaks.
In the horse department, our halter class overall champion of champions winner was Trainer Coase. Our reserve overall champion of champions was Emma Halterman. In their showmanship classes, our champion senior showman was Lauren Clucky, and our reserve champion senior showman was Lauren Killian. Champion intermediate showman was Trainer Coase, and our reserve champion intermediate showman was Allison Fields. Our champion junior showman was Braylee Coase, with our reserve champion junior showman being Carly Rudolph. Overall showmanship grand champion was Trainer Coase, and overall showmanship reserve grand champion was Braylee Coase. In our performance classes, first place senior Western Pleasure was Emma Halterman, first place intermediate Western Pleasure was Trainer Coase, first place junior Western Pleasure was Braylee Coase, and first place pony Pleasure was Emma Halterman. For some of our 4-H horse show fun show classes, first place senior barrels was Lauren Clucky, first place intermediate barrels was Trainer Coase, first place junior barrels, Briella McDonald. First place senior poles, Emma Halterman. First place intermediate poles, Trainer Coase. And first place junior poles, Briella McDonald.
In our poultry department, grand champion overall poultry and reserve grand champion overall poultry went to Cody Stevenson. Champion senior showman went to Connor Allender. Reserve champion senior showman went to Harley McDonald. Champion intermediate showman went to Ella Tassler. Reserve champion intermediate showman went to Adam Hooper. Champion Junior Showman went to Landon Goffner. Reserve Champion Junior Showman Ada Messer. Our Clover Kids Poultry participants were Malia McNeil, Eason Schroeder, Brenly Schmidt, Adeline Schroeder, Lauren Reed, Emma Fields, Ethan Daniel, Lindsay Goffner, Gwen Hooper, Sam Hooper, Jersey McDonald, Emmett Minahan, and Elena Stevenson.
For our rabbit show, the overall champion rabbit was Braden Thuland. Overall reserve champion rabbit was Savannah Landsman. Our intermediate showman was Savannah Landsman, and our junior showman was Daniel Cervini. Those who participated in the rabbit department of the Birds and Bunnies Clover Kids program was Lillian Barrett, Haley Fouch, Lindsay Goffner, Keegan Minahan, and Kenna Minahan.
In our pets division, we had our cat exhibitor was Sandra Dawson, and our other pets with Carly Rudolph and her gecko, both receiving purple ribbons. In our goat division, grand champion meat goat went to Owen Frederick. Reserve grand champion meat goat went to Taylor McDowell. Grand champion breeding doe went to Grace Curtis. Reserve grand champion breeding doe went to Maggie Reed. Grand champion rate of gain went to Taylor McDowell. And reserve grand champion rate of gain went to Maggie Reed. Overall best in show went to Grace Curtis. Champion junior showman went to Owen Frederick. Champion intermediate showman went to Taylor McDowell. Champion senior showman went to Grace Curtis. Those that participated in our Goat Kid Club, our first to third graders, were Lauren Reed, Emmett Minahan, Clarissa Richards, and Emma Wilson.
For our dog show results for handling or showmanship, our grand champion senior showman was Grace Hardaway, and our reserve grand champion senior showman was Avery Bartle. Grand champion intermediate showman was Kalia Messer, and our reserve grand champion intermediate showman was Shanlyn Cunningham. Grand champion junior showman, Emmeline Wright. Reserve grand champion junior showman, Paisley Lautner. For rally, our grand champion senior rally exhibitor was Grace Hardaway, and our reserve grand champion senior rally exhibitor was Avery Bardol. Grand champion intermediate rally was Trainer Coase, reserve grand champion intermediate rally William Graham. Grand champion junior rally was Braylee Coase, and reserve grand champion junior rally was Braden Thuland. Our most improved dog was Braylee Coase and Ellie. For the 2021 Green County Fair 4-H Dog Agility Awards, grand champion on-leash small dog agility was Emmeline Wright. Reserve champion on-leash small dog agility was Patrick Graham. Grand champion on-leash medium dog agility was Braden Thuland. Reserve Grand Champion On Leash Medium Dog Agility, Lucy Vanderlinden. Champion On Leash Large Dog Agility, Paisley Lautner. Reserve Champion On Leash Large Dog Agility was Briella McDonald. Champion Off Leash Medium Dog Agility was Trainer Coase. Champion Open Dog Agility was Trainer Coase. Our Puppy Pack participants for the Dog Project were Olivia Burkett, Emma Fields, Scarlett Graham, Estella Carber, Quentin Messer, Aubrey Timmons, and Mallory Timmons.
We also have a round robin competition that happens on the Sunday of our fair every year, and this individual won senior showmanship in one of the following areas: horse, beef, sheep, or swine, and they compete against all the other senior showmanship winners of this past year. And also, because we couldn't have round robin in 2020, we also had our 2020 showmanship winners come in as well this year. Our grand champion overall round robin showmanship winner is Elise Badger, and she showed beef, sheep, swine, and a horse to win that award. So congratulations to Elise.
And, of course, one thing that wraps up your entire county fair is the Junior Fair Premium Auction, which I understand raised a little over $26,000 this year. Kayla, can you just remind us what all that money that's raised during that part of the fair, where all that goes, how that's all used?
All that money goes back to the kids. The Fair Board does a great job of facilitating that. It's kind of the last thing we do for county fair, and we really appreciate the Fair Board for taking on that responsibility. All that money goes back to the kids, and that's the main thing, is that we do this for the kids, and we want them to continue to come back every year and enjoy what they're doing.
And Samantha, I'm sure it's got to make you feel good that you're able to have a normal Clover Cafe, because that's another funding stream that 4-H'ers can use throughout the year. Can you just tell us your thoughts about, you know, people supporting 4-H'ers in that venture?
Yeah, I was really happy to see the lines at Clover Cafe and everybody getting their chance to get their favorite 4-H food stand foods. Since we weren't able to have that last year, all that money does go back to the 4-H youth, and so we were really happy to have that fundraiser. And we know there's lots of other places you can go in town, but I was really happy to see that support at Clover Cafe, since last year they didn't have that opportunity.
Kayla, I guess another aspect is allowing people back onto the fairgrounds after nothing last year other than the 4-H'ers and their families. Talk to us about that aspect, about just seeing people interact, be around shows, and I'm sure that's got to make kids perform a little bit to a higher degree when they have an audience that they can perform in front of.
Yeah, we were reminiscing this morning about some different things of our memories. And some of it's just the crowd of people that walk up to you or walk into a building. And it's kind of cool to see that back on the fairgrounds after a year of, we did the best we could last year with the cards we were dealt, but it was really fun. I had a group of young men, junior high age young men, they want a jackpot show and they want this and they want that. And I'm like, it's good to see them want those things, and we may see what happens in the future. But they were really, really excited. And that's what you want to see. You want them excited to do more and want to be more involved and have more opportunities for not just themselves, but other kids in our community. So that was a fun conversation to have with those young men, and we never know what the future will hold with that.